Today, I'd like to talk about the value of relationships. Now, has it occurred to you that since the pandemic started, just how much the value of relationships means to you? Being isolated from the wider community is a strange experience, somewhat surreal and definitely not something which the majority of us have ever had before. I've seen only one of my friends for about 2.5 months now. Yes, I've seen people on video link and on social media things, but not actually being in the same place. The fact that she was in the middle of the field outside my house, and I was in my front garden, and we were both drinking coffee together, but apart, was a most extraordinary ambience. All the same, it was so great to spend time with my friend again, because I so missed her. And I came to the realisation that I so value relationships, no matter how small or meaningful they are. I so miss the socialness, the meeting for coffee, for lunch, for dinner, or just an ice cream, or just for a chat. It made me think a lot about the valuableness, is that a word? I'm not even sure, of my existing social relationships and what I really want from relationships in a social sense going onwards. It made me reflect about who I used to link with before the pandemic and what made me want to associate with them. This led me on to thinking about who really matters to me and what I will consider doing after the pandemic is over as well. Now, in the past 3 years, I saw myself as a person who didn't really like other people that much, and my existing social circle is rather small. Now I realise that actually I need to connect with people more than I thought I did. Such a revelation to me, that was. Indeed, I know I'm not the only one who values face-to-face communication. I rely on social interaction more than I expected I would. As I'm hearing impaired, face-to-face communication is so important to me as the non-verbal cues I receive from others help me to understand what they're trying to say, or they're not saying, incidentally. When you see someone on social media or on video link or on the phone, you can't see their subtle non-verbal cues. For example, their facial expressions and their body language is something I'd not realised I relied on so much till now. When the lockdown was imposed and our lives changed, the majority of our relationships seemed to be with those they were actually with, or those people online we kept in touch with. Isn't it fabulous that we've got the technology these days to enable it? I know that not everyone has embraced technology. That's a personal choice, or personal circumstances might dictate that. But technology has enabled so many more different ways of staying connected with others, hasn't it? I know for a while longer some restrictions will remain in place, and this is understandable, but our socialness will not resume in the way it did previously. It's likely to be rather different. In some ways, it's led to positive changes, in other ways, not so. For example, a personal view from me. I usually live on my own, with my cat, and pre-lockdown my social circle was a small one in comparison with lots of other people. During lockdown, I've had a guest staying with me, my mum. I haven't spent a lot of time with my mum for many years because she lives abroad, and due to the borders closing to the country where she lives, she wasn't able to get home again. We usually communicate via messaging and also video link when she's at her home, and that's great. But her being here, I've learned so much about my mum during lockdown, it's made me not only closer to her, but I've gained so much understanding about why she does what she does. We've giggled so much it hurts, we've watched telly together, we've shared our mutual love of cats, with the many cats that have visited my garden. We've decorated the tree in our garden with homemade organza flowers, fairy lights and all sorts. Looks like a veritable rainbow day and night, it's fantastic. We've cooked dinners, we've made cakes, we've done crafting together, we've shared gardening tips and a plethora of other things. Scarily though, it makes me realise just how alike we are. I realise just how fortunate I am to have quality time with my mum, albeit in very bizarre circumstances, it's certainly been an experience. Now, if I'd have been on my own, I realise I'd have been very lonely. Families who may not have spent so much time together pre-lockdown for a variety of reasons will have had similar experiences, I reckon. Times of happiness, times of learning, times of understanding others. And also, we can't deny, there have been times when we as individuals just wanted to get out and be on our own just for a short time. However, is it now time to spend time together with those important to us once lockdown is over? What we've learned about ourselves and others, we can carry on to the future and reconnect with others. After being so apart for so long, my tips to go forward are as follows. Prioritise what's important to you in your relationships. Refocus and focus on the positive things. Reinvest in your relationships. Disinvest in those relationships for whom you realise you need to. And most of all, communicate well. In the final segment of today's Stay Healthy Hour, I will chat about working lives and what it might be like after lockdown. Our working lives have changed, haven't they? Some of us may be working from home, some are at work, some are sadly furloughed or have lost their jobs. I feel for everyone who's affected by the loss of work due to the pandemic situation, and I sincerely wish you well in finding another role very soon. Going back to working from home, or WFH to give it its modern acronym, took me a while to understand what that meant. WFH, I rather like the words working from home. Now, working from home is not something that everyone has enjoyed, whereas some of those working from home have embraced the changes and would prefer to remain that way. It's made me ponder about the future of work in the widest sense. Now, obviously, not all roles suit themselves to working from home, and these will at some point resume in a gradual way as things improve. I've read recently about some companies considering encouraging more working from home in the future. Interesting concept, eh? I reckon that a lot of people will have a lot of questions about how working lives will change. How has your working life changed? How would you like it to be now? What can you do right now to set a good work-life balance while working from home? Well, it's certainly not easy, and it does create new stresses and challenges due to the change of workplace, i.e. being at home or perhaps in another building or even in another town. Having your office in your lounge, your kitchen or your dining room or wherever it is brings new issues too, doesn't it? Such as, will the plugs reach the table and all those little things? Does your new workstation meet your needs? Have you got access to everything you need? Added to that, new procedures and policies, as well as getting to grips with new technology. Being disciplined as well with working at home can pose issues, especially if you're easily distracted. Now, from a personal perspective, having my mum staying with me has posed challenges when I need to get on with things. It's about working round those and trying to accommodate the challenges encountered, isn't it? Try your best is all you can do. Smile sweetly and be as calm as possible. In the beginning, working from home was very interesting, not. But now as time has gone on, it seems to be more comfortable and I know I'm getting quite used to it, sort of. I would dearly like to be back in the studio. Well, everyone at Vectis Radio would, but at the moment it's not safely possible. The time will come, however, when we're all allowed back to work in the usual sense. However, it will be different as new procedures of hygiene, cleanliness, visitors and all those things are incorporated into the new ways of working. So, for now, just appreciate what you have. Appreciate those little things because they mean a lot to a lot of people. Bring some joy into people's daily lives if you can. And finally, look forward to the day when you'll be able to go back to work in your normal place yet again as before. It may be a while. Just wait and be patient. Now for a little chat about empathy. Right now, empathy is something which is in the forefront of a lot of people's minds. So what is it? What is empathy? Do we learn it? Are we born with it? Is it easy to learn? Do we become more empathic due to our life experiences? There are many theories. I think the most important thing is to realise that we're all affected by the pandemic, some in more ways than others. It makes me feel and think of others in the UK and across the world who have faced injustice, stigma, lived in enforced lockdowns for much longer of periods due to war and other reasons, or just plain insensitivity every day of the year. I find that given some people are just downright not empathic to others, it's strange that more people seem to care more about their fellow humans right now. Since the pandemic began, people across the globe seem to have moved towards higher levels of empathy, don't you think? Is that something you thought about yourself? If you think about this, certainly I've done a lot. It seems sad that empathy for others has not been so evident prior to the pandemic in some places. I wonder whether the same levels of empathy for others will remain after the pandemic has departed, and I hope it will stay with people and become the norm for all. People are helping others, and relationships in some places have grown immensely. For example, people have volunteered their services to others in so many ways. People are more likely to chat to someone they meet in the street, albeit in a socially distanced way, of course. Hand clapping for key workers, saying thank you very much to someone who's helped you, checking those people in need have what they need, saying hello to your neighbours. This may be something alien to you in the past. It seems to me that community cohesiveness is happening. People are developing extended working and social relationships with others they might not even have considered before. People seem to be concentrating on their relationships rather than their obligations too. By this I mean, in the past, people may have felt obliged to do certain things as it's expected of them, whereas now they actually want to help someone and show that they care about them. Spending a lot of time at home, perhaps, or having time to reflect on their behaviours or lives may have made some people actually think there is more to life than they had before. Recent events have made people think about what they do now and how they do things and the lives they lived before. Being restricted on our liberty may make people think about others who face loneliness and isolation and all sorts. I mean key workers and everyone who provides a service of any description to us personally. This hopefully will bring a greater long-term respect for those people from everyone. Indeed, it may mean that people are kinder to others, more readily available to help others, and looking out for others. For me personally, I feel it's further developed in me a greater respect for the world around me, and it's made me very grateful for my life as it is, even though it poses some significant challenges longer term for me. Something Mark Carney, the ex-boss of the Bank of England, said at the beginning of lockdown, it stuck with me, and this is, values matter more than valuations. Empathy may mean that you've been there, felt it, seen it, heard it, and know what it's like in some situations, but none of us were quite prepared for recent events. Will this make people kinder? I don't know, but I do hope so. Kindness and empathy, along with good behaviour towards others, will be key to retaining empathy long term. So, be kind and considerate. Maybe after all of this, we will value the freedoms we have in our lives and we will respect that freedom wisely. In the final segment for this week, we will be talking about working lives after lockdown.